produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Here we go. Numbers, and we're going to cover Numbers chapter 1. Through chapter 4 today. And to remind you, the first section in Numbers is the journey from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, okay? Numbers, that's chapter 1 through chapter 12, is the first major section in Numbers. The journey from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. What are we saying? The children of Israel traveling, they've received their laws, now their commandments, now they're about to take the journey from where they are, Mount Sinai, to Kadesh Barnea, okay? And so it starts off, the subsection to that starts off with chapters 1 through 9. We won't get through all of that today, but we will finish 1 through 9 on next week. We're going to do 1 through 4 today. We're going to do 5 through 9 next Thursday to give you a heads up. Read it ahead of time. That is the preparation for the journey. So what did they need to do? What did God need to get ready in order for them to be prepared to take the journey? If we know where we're going, if we know what's needed to get there, then we know we have half the battle won already. Amen. We can wrap our brains around the information that we are about to read. So it's the preparation for the journey. What's the journey? From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Amen. So chapter one is the, and get your study Bible, as I always say, get your study Bible. Okay. It is, move this up some. It is the first census of Israel, okay? The first census of Israel. If you remember, you're gonna have two different numbering systems here, two different census. So this is the first census of Israel, okay? So let's jump into chapter one. It says, now the Lord spoke to Moses, take a census of or count of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, every male from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war. Okay, let's stop right there. Many of you are confused in these first four chapters because you're not separating in your brain the different sections that are being numbered. Okay, so I'm going to try to stress that, and I'm purposely, I got a big sign in front of me, Corey, slow down, okay? This is a lesson that I need to slow down and make sure to explain the different sections. It's very easy, but we just have to take our time with it, okay? Which is why we're not doing 5 chapters tonight, we're only doing 4, okay? So, let me say it again. The Lord spoke to Moses, take a census. Who are we taking a census? What is a census? A count. Who are we taking account of? All of the children, all of the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, every male from 20 years old and above. Why are we stipulating 20 years old and above? We are forming our armies. that are able to fight. You don't, just like you get drafted to war, okay? We don't have to draft anymore, but we used to, okay? You get drafted. This is a count of everybody that can go to war for the nation of Israel, okay? It says, all who are able to go to war, when you see 20 years old and above, there is a cutoff as well, okay? The upper cutoff, the ceiling, is determined by, are you young enough still to fight? So you're not going to have a 60, 70-year-old out there, okay? Are we together? I'm taking my time. I haven't even made it to verse 4 yet, okay? So everybody from 20 years old up until the age that you're still physically able to help me to fight, okay? Everybody above that, you're not counting. Everybody below that, you're not counting. Women and children are not counting. Are we together? Okay, it's the first count. Children of Israel, males, 20 years old, up until the age that you can't fight anymore, okay? You're no use to fighting, okay? All right, soldiers is what we're counting. Let me put it like that. Soldiers is what we're counting. All right, verse 4. With you shall be a man. With you, accompanying you, shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. All that means in verse 4 is I'm assigning a leader like a sergeant or a captain or whatever you want to say military term of that tribe, of that group, of that division of the army. Okay? That's all it's saying. Out of your 12 tribes, the count per 12 tribes, I need a leader for that. Not the patriarch of that tribe because he's too old to fight, okay? Give me a leader that's the leader of the house of that tribe is what it's saying. Are we together? Okay. Now, verse 5 through verse 16, I didn't detail all of the names of the leaders because we're going to go over that in a chart, and that'll be boring to you anyway, okay? So I know you've read it already. So all of those scriptures, verse 5 through 16, all it says, like if you look at 5, it says, these are the names of the men who shall stand with you. So from Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, from Simeon, Shelumiel, the son, you follow me? So it's just giving you those names, and it lists every tribe. So there's no need to list that right now, okay? So that's verse 5 through 16, but I'm going to give it to you in a minute, but there's no need to list it right now, okay? Read that section. Verse 17, let's pick up there. We still chapter 1, verse 17, okay? If I'm going too fast, somebody send me a comment and say slow down, okay? Then Moses and Aaron took these men, who are these men? The leaders that were mentioned, okay? Who are mentioned by name and assembled all the congregation together. And look at what they did and recited their ancestry by families. I really hope you didn't miss the importance of that right there. Okay? Let me hang my hat right there for 30 seconds. People will try to disprove that Jesus or called Yeshua in Hebrew, the original name, people will try to dispel or disprove that he ever existed or he ever came or that the Bible is not real or that it's just fabricated stories and you shouldn't believe in it. It's just congregated up by men, conjured up by men. It is not real. It's just fairy tales. But the one thing that they can never, ever go against is the history. You can't go against historical data. You can't go against geographical data. You can't go against lineage and the data of families and family trees, okay? You can't, genealogical data, you can't go through all, you can't come against all of that. And each one of those ancestry data, I can go on and on again, okay? On and on and on. You cannot disprove that. So that's why the Bible gives you so many facts and figures, especially when it talks about ancestries and lines of families. You cannot fight against that. All this is doing is proving the Bible to be true. But what happens? They don't read the Bible. They don't go to Bible study. They don't go to Sunday school. They don't study secondary data to support the Bible. So all they want to say is it's fabricated. It's not. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Okay? So let me leave that. They recited their ancestries by families. At that point, so there's no doubt these are the children of Israel. Okay? By their families. By their families. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. So now we're at verse 19, chapter 1, verse 19. So the leaders came together with the tribes, the men, who are the men that are able-bodied to fight, our soldiers, they all came together. Okay, now verse 19, as the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. So this is the first census of Israel. Is just that simple. So separate in your brain the very first count, because this is where you're getting confused, the different counts and who was counted. The very first count is the children of Israel, the children of Israel that are able to fight, 20 and above, and not over the age that would fight. Okay, I would say, let's say about 20 to 40 or something like that, but let's not even give a top count. It just says that are still able to go to war. Okay, so no seniors were involved here. So the first count, children of Israel, males above 20 that are able to be soldiers, because we're about to go to war when we get to Canaan. Okay, that's the purpose. That is the purpose. Moving right along. So all of those scriptures from verse 20 to 44 says the same thing over and over again. Look at verse 20. I'm only going to read the first section. Now, the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies, by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben was 46,500. Okay? So I could read it verbatim all the way down to verse 44, but you know I'm not going to do that. I made a chart for you, okay? Reuben's count was 46,500. The next set talks about Simeon. Simeon is 59,300. Gad, 45,650. I'm coming directly from scripture. I'm just not reading all the verses. I made a chart for you, okay? Judah. The tribe of Judah, 74,600. Issachar, 54,400. Issachar. Zebulun, 57,400. Now, these are the children of Israel, so yes, I'm giving their totals. But you don't have to memorize all this, okay? I'm making it short for you. That's all. Okay, I'm keeping it short. I'm just giving you the numbers. Zebulun, 57,400. Ephraim, 40,500. Manasseh, 32,200. Benjamin, baby boy, 35,400. The tribe of Dan, 62,700. Okay. Asher, 41,500. Naphtali, okay, 53,400. Your grand total, look at verse 44, okay? I got you all the way down from 22 to 44, okay? Verse 44 says, these are those who were numbered when Moses and Aaron numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one presenting his father's house. So all who were, the 12 men were the leaders I told you about. So all who were numbered are the children of Israel by their father's house from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Okay? All who were numbered, 46, were, verse 46, 603,550. That's where we get that number from. And I put in your notes verse 44, but actually the figure is given in 46. Okay, 44, 45, 46. Okay? Now, those are the tribes by the soldiers or the count. That's the first number. So keep it separate in your brain. Okay? That's the first number. Now, somebody should have said, Reb, somebody's missing. Okay? Somebody's missing. I'm looking at the tribes, but something is missing. Okay? Verse 47. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe, nor take a census among them. Why? They were not supposed to fight. They were the priestly line. And you will see that later, but you've heard me say that 50 times already, okay? They were not numbered in that census of the 603,550 because God did not separate them to go to war. If they went to war, who were taking care of the tabernacle? You follow me? You don't strip everybody from home when you go to war. Somebody got to stay there, okay? Somebody has to do the work. So the Levites were not counted in that grand number of that first count. I'm trying to take it slow so we get it together, okay? They were not to fight. Are we together? Everybody shake their head. Okay, I got you. Okay, verse 50. You shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony and over all its furnishings and over all the things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle. Carry, meaning what are we doing? Remember, where are we going? We're preparing to take the journey. That's why we're speaking of carrying. It literally means carry, okay? They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around it. Camp around it. Camp around it. The inner circle around the tabernacle were to be them and them alone, okay? Then around them, encamped around them, were the 12 tribes. Okay? We've seen that on the picture I showed you last week. So go back and grab that picture if you need to see it again. Okay. So when it moves, the tabernacle is a temporary church, if you will, or temple, if you will. Okay? It is to move from place to place. Okay? They shall take it down and they shall set it up. Literally what it means. So you imagine how many people it's going to take to do that. Okay? Now, the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. God is not playing about his rules and regulations, his covenants, his promises. He's not playing about his policies. Okay? You don't follow, you shall be put to death. Period. The priests were to do their jobs. No one else was supposed to touch it at that point. The taking down and putting up. And I'm stressing that. The taking down and putting up. Okay? What are we doing? We're preparing to go to the promised land. We're preparing for our journey. Okay? All right? All right. Verse 52. And somebody better say, good job, Reb. You're taking your time today. I'm slowing down. My cousin talked about me. Yeah, cuz I know you talked about me. So I'm slowing down. Okay? The Levites, verse 52, shall camp around the tabernacle. Here we go again. Camp around. The first circle around the tabernacle shall be Levites and Levites only. Okay? And all other tribes shall camp around them. That's all it means, guys. You got the tabernacle in the middle where the presence of the Lord was. You got Levites only surrounding that in their divisions. Around them, the wide circle, is the children of Israel by their families, meaning by their tribes. Okay? And that right there in verse 52 where it says, so that there is no wrath. Wrath pretty much refers to the anger from God or punishment from God. There is no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. Why did it say that? Because I just told you, no one can come near it. No one can touch the tabernacle but the priest. Okay? If you did, you were put to death. So that no wrath shall come to the congregation, meaning you shall not be put to death for touching something that is holy that you should not touch, okay? The priests are consecrated and anointed to touch it. Everybody else was not. All right? Are we together? Okay. All right. Moving right along. We are already at chapter 2. If you look at your heading of chapter 2, it says the tribes and leaders by armies. Now slow that down. The tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel, and the leaders. Who are the leaders? The leaders are the one man that was designated by the tribe as the leader of the tribe to be like the captain over that army or that division of the army, okay? So we know what we're talking about. Their tribes and the leaders of the tribes, the leader of the army out of that tribe, because the leader of the tribe was the patriarch of that family, okay? Issachar, Zebulun, all of them, Gad, Asher, okay? So we can walk through every single verse, but I made a chart for you. Isn't Reb nice? Okay, I made a chart for you. All right, I'm gonna try it. I gotta get this out of my way. If anybody else comes on, I just have to do that. Now, because I need all of this showing at one time. So I found this chart. This is not my chart. I do not own the rights to this chart. Lord Jesus, let me say that. I do not own the rights to this chart. I'm just using it for information only, not for resale. Okay, here we go. You have east, south, west, and north. Okay? I can't get everything on the screen at one. Maybe I can. Let me shrink it down. All right, here we go. I was able to shrink it down. Okay, so if y'all can see that a little better. Now, we got east, south, west, and north. right here in the middle, and I got to talk through it because I'm actually walking through the verses as I'm giving you this, okay? In the middle, you see the tabernacle and Levites. The tabernacle and the Levites are in the middle, okay? So you have the east. On the east side of the tabernacle, you have the tribe of Judah, okay? You have Judah, Issachar, Zebulun on the east side. Now, why is God doing this? You got over 2 million people. And let me say this. I gave y'all that figure of 603,5500. Okay? Remember what that number is for. Don't get confused. When we're counting everybody, women and children, males, men, women, and children of the children of Israel, that's the big number of 2.5 million. We're not talking about that number right now. You already got that number in your brain, okay? We're not talking about the total of everybody. We're not counting women and children. They can't fight, okay? Remember that for me, okay? All right, now let's move. I'm walking through the scriptures, but I'm just giving it to you in short form in a chart. Some of y'all are visual like I am. If I put it in a chart, it makes sense. Okay? Let's deal with the east side. Okay? East side, you have Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Okay? Why is God doing this? Why is the Most High doing this? You got 2.5 million people that have to move. God is a God of decency. God is a God of order. In order to move all of these people, remember what we talked about in last session? Okay? They had blast of trumpets and things of this sort to know when to move at a specific time. They had to move in a specific order. 2.5 just ain't gonna move all together. Okay? We had to move separately. So here we go. In the east, you have Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. Now, what do I have beside it? Beside it, I have the leader designated for that particular tribe. And all these names I know, don't kill me for the pronunciations, okay? So Nashon, okay, and it gives who his father was. Nashon was the leader, but that was 74,600. Issachar, the leader designated was Nathanael, okay? 54,400. Zebulun, that tribe, that leader was Eliabah, if that's pronounced correctly, okay? I'm gonna just try to pronounce these, y'all forgive me, okay? Eliab, okay? When y'all trying to pronounce Hebrew, this is just a little tidbit. Don't think about English, okay? Well, don't think about trying to pronounce it fancy. Try to pronounce it just by the letters that you see. It's going to sound strange, but that's how Hebrew is pronounced. Eliab, okay? So Eliab. Okay, just slow it down and pronounce it per letter, and that's how you pronounce Hebrew, okay? Yes, I'm studying Hebrew right now because I have to. So the camp of Judah in the east was 186,400. So when they moved together 186,400. All right, the east, that's how the east moved together. Now the south, now this is all chapter 2 now. I broke it all down for you in a chart. So I don't have to go verse by verse, but I'm actually going verse by verse, okay? In the south, how did they move? That's Reuben, Simeon, and Gad, okay? You got Elizur was the leader of the Reuben tribe. Okay, the leader of the Simeon tribe, Shelumiel, the leader of Simeon tribe. They were 59,300. Reuben was 46,500. So this is what I'm telling you. When I told you that group of scripture, I'm not going to list the names and bore you because the names are listed elsewhere. These are the names that are listed, the leaders. Okay? So Gad, the tribe of Gad, Eliasaph, okay, he was the leader, and that's 46,650. So out of the south, out of that camp, was 151,450. Reb, you gonna go through all the numbers? Yeah, this is the book of numbers. Yes, I'm going through the numbers, okay? So the east, we got 186,400 that moved together. In the south, 151,450 moved together, okay? Now, so you got the east and the south, you got the tabernacle in the middle, okay? Now you have the west side, now you got the west side, okay? I had to say that, I'm sorry. So Ephraim had 40,500, and the leader was Elishama, okay? He was the leader at 40,500. You have the tribe of Manasseh. Now, you don't have to memorize this stuff, guys. I'm just pointing it out. I'm going through the chapter for you, okay? Manasseh is Gamaliel was the leader of Manasseh, the military leader. That was 32,200 soldiers ready to fight. Let me say it like that. In the tribe of Benjamin, Abadan was the leader, the military leader, had 35,400 soldiers, okay? So in that division, in the west side, you had 108,100, okay? Lastly, you got the north. Up north, you got Dan, Asher, Naphtali. In Dan, you had 62,700. A high is in. Okay, I'm messing that one all up. However that's pronounced. 62,700. Okay. I've read too many names today. Okay, then you have Asher had 41,500. Pagiel was the leader. Naphtali, that tribe, you got Ahara, that leader, and you had 53,400. That's a lot. The camp of Dan had 157,600 in the north, which gives you your grand total of what I gave you, 603,550. Okay, and for the YouTube police, I left the source down below for the chart that I borrowed this from. Amen? Amen. Okay, so are we together? That was the numbering system. The able-bodied men from 20 and over that were able to fight 603,550. Now, all of this, genealogies, all of this is historical data. All of this can be found in multiple sources outside of the Bible. How can people say that the Bible is not real? That's all I'm saying. Okay? Now, we have the tribal encampments around the tabernacle. Okay? The tribal encampments around the tabernacle. So, let me let you look at another little grouping chart that I have first here, okay? The priestly line of Israel, and I'm talking it out loud for everybody that don't have the video, they're just listening. Of the tribe of Levi, you start with Levi. Levi had three sons. I'm talking of the priestly line of Israel. The tribe of Levi is designated the priestly line. It's very important. That's why I'm going over it multiple times. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Three sons, okay? Now, from Kohath came Aaron. Kohath was Aaron's father. So you got Aaron, his father was Kohath, his father was Levi, okay? Aaron had four sons, Eleazar, Ithamar, Nadab, and Abihu. Remember, Nadab and Abihu were instantly killed by God for profane fire in the tabernacle. The next two sons up, Eleazar and Ithamar, took their places. I say that to say this. The tribe of Levi was the priestly line, but all of the tribe of Levi were not priests. Can I say it again? That's what I say when I'm preaching, okay? The priestly line of the line of Levi was the priestly line, but everybody in the priestly line were not priests. You have Levi, Kohath, Aaron. Aaron is, remember all of the teachings I've given you before, Aaron was designated the new high priest. Remember? It starts there. So everyone before that, they're in the priestly line of Levi, the Levitical priest, the Levites. But they are not designated priest. Only the line from Aaron. Okay? This caused confusion with y'all, so let me make sure to get that together for you. So you see the designation of the high priest starting with Aaron, remember? Because that's when the tabernacle came about. Right? So now you have Aaron, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Those are the high priest and the priests that will come after Aaron. The high priest will always come from that line. His son, the eldest or whatever, will take his spot after Aaron passes, and we will see that. But the priests are Aaron, Eleazar, and Ithamar. It was Nadab and Abihu. So it's only Aaron's sons. His father was Kohath. He's not a priest. Kohath's brothers was Gershon and Merari. They are not priests, but they're in the tribe of Levi. So the tribe is designated the priestly line, but all of them are not priests. I think I've said that enough, okay? So now, let's go back to the second chart I have for you, okay? Which I'm just walking down the scripture. So, as I told you, in the very middle, you see right here, it says the tent of meeting, which is translated tabernacle, okay? So, in the very center is the tabernacle. What did I tell you that was directly surrounding the tabernacle? Was the Levites, okay? So, you have Levites, you have Aaron on one side, the Aaronic priest, so the line of Aaron. You have his father, Kohath, the Kohath Levites right here. The other side, you have Gershon, okay? And on the other side, Merari, and those Levites, okay? So those families are surrounding, okay? This is the tribe of Levi, broken down. This is only the tribe of Levi broken down. Okay. Now you see, I have that highlighted in bold because that's what I'm talking about right now. The chart included the tribes of Levi. I mean, the other tribes. Like on the Aaron side, you have Issachar, Judah, and Zebulun. Okay. You have that on that side. So that was the east side. Okay. But that's not what we've talked about that already. So that's just to let you know, on the east side, you have Aaron and the priests. And also secondary from that on the east, you have Issachar, Judah, and Zebulun. Okay. Okay. Is that making sense to you? So all I need you to focus on right now is you have the tent or the tabernacle. You have Aaron's side, his line. On the other side, Kohath's side. Other side, Gershom. Other side, Merari. So that was confusing, y'all. You got to keep that separate. This is surrounding the tent, the first circle. Then the second circle is the 12 tribes. The inner circle is the Levites, divided into four. The second circle is the 12 tribes grouped together by divisions, grouped in four, but three tribes per four. Okay? So the east has three, west has three, north has three, south has three. Three times four is 12. Four sides, three tribes per side. I hope I'm making sense to you now. Okay? I hope I'm making sense to you. That's how the grouping was. That's how they were to move. That's how they were to set up. Why? Because it protected the tabernacle. It protected the Levites. It protected the nation. No matter what side they were attacked from, they had power. Okay? Are we together? All right. Okay, let's keep it moving. Now we're at chapter 3. Now we're at chapter 3, okay? So chapter 3 says, and I got about 15 minutes, so we're good. That if you get that, then you'll get the rest, okay? Chapter 3 is the sons of Aaron. Now, I just told you the sons of Aaron, right? So we can, I put that chart up there to make chapter 3 easy, and we've already went through that chart. So 1-4 says, and these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. We did that, right? Anointed priests whom he consecrated to minister as priests. Is what I just told you. I'm just backing it up with scripture. Okay? But that was done the previous chapters. Nadab and Abihu died in the presence of the Lord for giving profane fire. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron, their father. That's what I just said, okay? First two sons were anointed. They were killed. The second two sons stepped in their place. So verse 5-10 says, the Levites serve in the tabernacle. The Levites serve in the tabernacle, which that's their job. The tribe of Levi was to take care of the tabernacle. Only Aaron's sons, Aaron and his sons, were the priests, which were in the tabernacle itself. Everybody else served the tabernacle. Okay? All right. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him. Him is Aaron as the high priest from among the children of Israel. They should do the work. Aaron should dictate the work that they do. Okay? So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. And I say again, all Levites were not priests, only the sons of Aaron and his line. Okay? No outsider or the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. Okay? All right. Verse 11-13. The Lord spoke to Moses, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, get this big word, instead of every firstborn from among you. So, this confused y'all. I have taken the Levites as my firstborn, as my dedication, as my consecration unto myself, I've taken the Levites instead of every firstborn from all of you. So instead of me asking for the firstborn, as I normally do, of all of you to be dedicated to me, I want the tribe of Levi dedicated to me, which means consecrated and separated, sanctified to me, dedicated to me for my service. Okay? Remember, all that we've read, the firstborn is always dedicated unto God. The first fruits of grain and harvest is dedicated to God. The sacrifices, the animals, is always sacrifices killed, dedicated to God. Okay? It's always he deserves and requires the first fruits and the firstborn. Okay? That's been the theme all the way through this. Why? Because he sacrificed his first, his one and only unto us as a remission of our sins and a redemption to buy us back from sin. Let me make sure to say that before I forget. Okay? So keep that in your mind. On the day, the next scripture says, on the day that I struck all the firstborn in Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn of Israel. So what is he saying? Okay? He's saying, I want designated to me the firstborn, I want the Levites dedicated to me instead of the firstborn of everybody in the congregation, all the tribes. Instead of asking for that, I want the tribe of Levi, the Levites, dedicated to my service. And he's reminding them, on the day that I struck the firstborn in Egypt, I sanctified to myself all of the firstborn of Israel. So I got the firstborn of Israel then. And they didn't realize it. So when he took the firstborn of Egypt, that was a redemption price. My people, the price has to be paid. There is a price of redemption. There's a price for the freedom. So when they were freed from Egypt, a price had to be paid. And the firstborn was struck dead that night of Israel. Of Egypt. I'm sorry. The firstborn of Egypt was struck dead during the Passover. Remember? So that was the price of the, he sanctified the firstborn of Israel unto himself by sacrificing or redeeming or the redemption price of the firstborn of Egypt. Amen, somebody. Are you putting it together? What do I say? Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Okay? Now, verse 14. It's the census of the Levites commanded. Oh, hold up. What did I say? The census of who? The Levites. Who did we count before? Israel. Everybody. But what did I tell you? The Levites could not fight. They were not included in that number. Now God wants the Levites counted. That's where you got confused. Separate that in your brain. Now he wants them counted. Okay. So the Lord spoke and said, the number of children of Levi, every male from 1 month old and above. Every male. So I want everybody counted, males, 1 month old and above. I want a large count. So now I can go through every single verse, but it's the same thing for all of them. So let me just go through the first section. Look at verse 21 from Gershom. Now, you know the different sections now because I've harped on that, right? So from Gershom, and it says the families that came from them, including the Shemites and the Gershonites. Okay, so from Gershom, those that were numbered was 7,500 from Gershom. This is the Levite count. The Gershon section, 7,500, which camped by, verse 23, which camped westward. Okay? We got it? I don't have to read every word. But look at it specified the duties, verse 25 and 26. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle of meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court, the hangings of the court, which are around the tabernacle and the altar, and their cords according to all the work related to them. Isn't that amazing? It was so detailed to exactly what they were in charge of. That was Gershon, 7,500 to the west. Okay? Look at verse 27 through 31. Now we have Kohath. I'm going to skip through it. They were 8,600. They were on the south side. You see what I have highlighted for you so you can skip through it? They were on the south side. Okay? Now, their duty, verse 31, included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work related to them. That was their responsibility to carry from place to place. Okay? That's what we're talking about, the journey, moving from place to place. And I know what you're thinking. I'm going to clear it up in a second. 32, and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, he's saying that was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites. So he wanted to make sure Eleazar, who is the next in command from Aaron, was in charge over the leaders, those leaders. Who are we talking about? Kohath, Gershon, okay? Merari. He's the leader of them, okay? With oversight of those, verse 32, who kept charge of the sanctuary. Okay? Now, we only have one more, remember? We have Merari. They were 6,200. You see how I'm building it? Like, you can understand it, hopefully, now, because I put your building blocks together one by one. You know who these people are now, okay? 6,200. That was the north side. And look at verse 36. What were their duties? The appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, sockets, utensils, all the work relating to them, verse 37, and the pillars of the court all around with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Very specific. So look at verse 38. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tabernacle of meeting, who was that? I've already told you twice. Moses, Aaron, and his section. Okay? East side was Aaron's Levites, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel, but any outsider who came near was put to death. God was not playing. All who numbered the Levites from Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families. Here goes your number, okay? 22,000 was the Levites 1 month and above. Out of those sections, but just Levites, 22,000. You got to keep that separated. It's not the 603,000 that we talked about before. That was everybody, excluding Levites. Now is 22,000. Okay? Now, you got me? And where were they located? That first inner circle around the tabernacle. Right? Okay. We together? Okay. All right. Verse 40. Levites dedicated instead of the firstborn. This is kind of going back over what we were saying, but this is the section that tripped you up. Okay? It says, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from 1 month old and above. Now, what's the difference? This is not the soldiers able to fight. This is, give me the firstborn males of the children of Israel. Give me that count. Because I want to compare the two. Give me that count of the firstborn. Now, what would normally happen? I'm letting the cat out the bag, but what would normally happen? What would normally happen is dedicate the firstborn males unto me of all the families of Israel, of all the tribes. Give me that number. That's so now he's saying, give me that count. But what did he specify? Instead of the dedication of the firstborn of the children of Israel, he dedicated the Israelite tribe to him. I'm sorry. He dedicated the Levitical tribe to him, the Levites. Okay? Y'all, excuse me. I'm trying to keep this right in my head to keep it right for y'all. So instead of taking or being dedicated to him, the firstborn of everybody, he took the tribe of Levi. But now he's asking for the count that he would have had dedicated to him. Are we together? Okay. Verse 41, and you shall take the Levites for me. He's already said that. I am the Lord. So instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the livestock of the first of the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. So give me this count. So then it says, and all the firstborn males were 22,273. You got me? So, verse 46, I'm going to explain it. Verse 46, and for the redemption, I love that word. Christ is the redemption. He paid the price for us. That's all this is doing, people, paying the price. And for redemption of the firstborn of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel who are more than the Levites that are able to work for me, you shall take a payment, a redemption payment of 5 shekels for every individual. What would that be used for? For currency for the sanctuary, a tithe, an offering for the sanctuary, a tithe for the church. Okay? All right. So, God would have normally asked for the firstborn dedicated unto him. He didn't ask for that. He asked for the Levite tribe dedicated to him. The Levite tribe were 22,000, well, the firstborn, yeah, was 22,273. Okay? 22,273. The Levites, okay, let me look at my chart so I don't mess it up. 22,273 was the firstborn of the children of Israel that he could have asked for. But he asked for the Levites to be dedicated to him. So the count of the Levites, ages 1 month and above, was 22,000. So the difference with that number is 273. I could have asked for 22,273. But what I'm getting that I asked for is 22,000. I put a little smart note in there that says you can't short God, okay? You can't shortchange him. He wants his whole dedication. So he wants his 273 difference. That's what that set of scripture is saying. You still owe me now 273. So pay me 5 shekels or pay the church 5 shekels per person. That confused so many people right there. So I hope I was able to explain it well enough. Okay? So God raised a tithe or offering for the church. They gave the money to the church. What was the money? Why did that money come out? The number of the firstborn that could have been dedicated to God was 22,273. That number came from all the tribes, the firstborn. The number that was counted from the Levites 1 month and above, that he said, he decided that the Levite tribe, the priestly line would be dedicated to him, that number was only 22,000. There was a difference of 2,703. You cannot shortchange God. Remember the scripture? How will a man rob God? I will rob them of tithes and offerings. Okay? So you can't shortchange God. He wants his 273 redemption payment. That was five shekels. So, verse 49. 1,365 shekels were collected. So Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons according to the word of the Lord. So the tithe or offering that was raised in this was 1,365 shekels. Now we have is chapter 4. Are we together? Chapter 4. Now, I can just flow through chapter 4, guys, because we pretty much already said it, okay? Chapter 4, the first section is the duties of the son of Kohath. We pretty much already talked about it. It says, take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the children of Levi, 30 years old and above, even 50 up into 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. Not fighting, but working. The Levites didn't fight. Remember? Okay. So when a pillar of cloud moved out from the campsite to the next campsite, the Aaronic priests would dissemble the tabernacle and prepare each part for the journey. No one can touch it but the priest. Okay? Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the coverings, the covering of the veil, the cover of the Ark of the Testimony, the table of showbread, the golden altar, the utensils, the ashes from all the altar. Okay? I know somebody got a question. We're about to hit it right now. And when Aaron and his sons have finished their job, covering everything, covering the sanctuary and covering all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then and only then, the sons of Kohath shall come in and carry everything that they have prepared. So I know you was like, hold on, now I'm reading two different things. You said that the Kohath duties was to carry these things. Yes, after they were covered up and prepared by the priests. Gotcha. Somebody send me that question. There go your answer, okay? No, they were not sanctified and holy as priests. They could, or anointed as priests, right? But they could carry it once Aaron and his sons prepared it. You got me? That's verse 15. Okay, verse 16. The appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, his duties was the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the daily grain offering, the anointing oil, the oversight of all the tabernacle, and all of, because remember I told you Eleazar was like the overseer over the other three, right? Okay. So the tabernacle of all that is within it, and the sanctuary and the furnishings. They shall, no one shall go in, okay? They shall not go in, Eleazar and all of, well, everybody else, should I say, I'm sorry. The secondary group should not go in while the holy things are being covered. Aaron and his group shall do that. If they even go in and watch it being covered, they shall die. See how important that is? Okay. So now, here we are now. We've moved down to Gershon. Okay? We moved down to Gershon. So now, that was Kohath. Now Gershon, verse 29 is going to be Moriah. Okay? Take a census of Gershon. Count them, separate them out. So this is why we got these different counts. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle of meeting with its covering, the covering of badger skins that is on it, the screen for the door and the tabernacle of meeting. Verse 26, the screen for the door of the gate of the court, the hangings of the court, which are around the tabernacle and altar and their courts, all the furnishings for their service, and all that is made for these things they shall serve. And their duties shall be under authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. Theirs was kind of short, right? Then the duties of Merari. You shall number them. You shall count them too. And this is what they must carry as all their service for the tabernacle of meeting. The boards of the tabernacle. Now we get all the way down to the boards. The bars, the pillars, and the sockets. And the pillars around the court with their sockets. We're almost finished, guys. The pegs and cords with all their furnishings and all their service, you shall assign them each man by name the items he must carry. God was not playing. This was detailed. You remember when I taught you all the detail of how the tabernacle was built and designed by God, every inch of it? He's specifying how every inch of it shall be taken down and shall be carried, or they'll die, period. Verse 33. This is the service of the families of the son of Merari, as all their service for the tabernacle of meeting under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. So I gave you a little chart here to help you with that. So verse 40, 34, to close out, I gave you a quick little chart. The number it gave you another census or counting, okay? This is just Kohath, the ages 30 to 50. Why? Who could do the work? Who could do the work? Kohath was 2,750, age 30 to 50. But remember, it gave the number, broad number of Kohath, 8,300. Remember that number? 8,300 was the number for Kohath, but that number was 1 month, age 1 month plus. That was counting all of Kohath. Now it's just age 30 through 50. So now Gershon, 30 through 50 age, was 2,630. The big number, age one and above, was 7,500 that I gave you before. The number Merari was 3,200, which was age 30 to 50. The age 1 month and above, remember, was 6,200. So out of the age of 30 to 50, I got to put it in charts to keep it straight in my brain. 30 to 50, that total number was 8,580 that were able to do the work. That was designated to be done to carry all the equipment to tabernacle and all the furnishings from one place to another. Those three divided, Kohath, Gershon, Merari. That's why that number was given. Why the large number was given, 22,000 of the Levites, was to count them so that the total number of Levites could be compared to the firstborn number of the total tribe of Israel, so that God could get his proper redemption price. Okay? Are we together? So that was 22,000 compared to 22,273. So the difference, the people had to pay the price. Okay? They had to pay the price. So why we got to pay a price? Because you should have took my firstborn as dedication, but you didn't. So since you did not, I paid the 5 shekels. You follow me? So every family individually paid the 5 shekels. And that's why.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313, toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.